We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Chan Yaakov and Pitchos Eliyahu and Bechoris Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. The next two Mishnayos are really just a variation of the previous Mishnah, so with the principles we already discussed, and these should go rather quickly. Shtei Rechelos Shelo Bikru. Here you have a case where it's not one mother that has that's pregnant with its first child, but with its but two Rechelos, two sheep that are pregnant with their first child, v'yoldu shnei zecharim, and they give birth to two males. So each one is obviously a bechor. No sin shnei of the kohen. The Yisrael, the owner, has to give each one of these to the kohen. Each one is a bechor to its mother. What about zachar nekeva? They gave birth to a male and female. Hazachar lekohen. So then obviously the male is a bechor, goes to the kohen, and the female can be kept by the owner. What about shnei zecharim unekeva? They gave birth to two males and a female. So we don't know, maybe one gave birth to two males and the second gave birth to a female, where the older of the two males is a bechor, and that's all that the kohen gets. Or maybe one gave birth to a zachar or nekeva, and the second one gave birth to a zachar. And if that's true, it's possible that the zachar of the first animal was the older, was born before the nekeva, and then you have a zachar, obviously a bechor from there, and the second one had a bechor. So maybe there are two bechorim, but it's also possible that even under this circumstance, where one animal gave birth to the zachar nekeva, and not to Zecharim, it's possible that the Nekeva was born first. If that would be the case, then only the second one is a Bechor anyway. So what do we do in this case? Echalo ve'echalo Kohen. One, the Yisrael gets to keep, and one goes to the Kohen, because it's Vadai, one Bechor here, but the fact that the second Bechor, that's quite possible that it's not. So now the question is, which one of the Zecharim do we give to the Kohen? So we had the same question in the previous Mishnah. So Rabbi Tarfon Omer, a Kohen Barlo Asayafe, the Kohen is able to choose for himself the healthier one, the stronger one, because Rabbi Tarfon is of the opinion that in all likelihood, it's the stronger one that was born first, that indeed is the Bechor. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishamnin Beinehem, the issue, the topic of debate between them, of course, is which one should get the fatter one. And because of Hamotz Mechaval Varaya, the Kohen gets the weaker one and the owner gets to keep the healthier one. The Hasheni, and the second, which is the healthier one that, according to Rabbi Akiva, is kept by the owner. Yirat Sheyistoev, it's still a Suffolk Bechor, according to Rabbi Tarfon, we remember, we know that the owner kept the one that is not the Bechor. The healthy one is the Bechor, but the one that the owner keeps, we assume that is not the Bechor. But according to Rabbi Akiva, where it's only because of Amotz Merechav Alavaraya, so then the one that he's keeping, the stronger, healthy one, that the owner is keeping, it's still possible that that is the Bechor. He didn't necessarily give the Kohen the Bechor when he gave him the weaker one. So Yirat Sheyistayev, he can't use it until he allows it to graze it and has a mum. And once it has a mum, then he's able to eat it. V'chayev b'matanos, and when, according to this, since, as we explained, according to this opinion, that he's chayv to give matanos to the Kohen, because either way, memanav shach, either the Kohen should have gotten the whole Bechor, or at the very least, to get the matanos. If it's not a Bechor, then you get the matanos. And Rabbi Yossi Poter, as we mentioned Rabbi Yossi's opinion already, and we'll mention it in the next Mishnah, when the Mishnah actually tells us why he says he's going to be Poter in such a case from matanos. Meisechon mehem, if before it was given to the Kohen, one of these Bechor, one of these males died, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yachloku. So then the Kohen and the Yisrael and the owner split, and we explain why Rabbi Tarfon says Yachloku in such a case in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer Hamotz Mechav Alavaraya, no, the Baalim gets to keep the live one. And then the Mishnah concludes, Shnei Nekevos V'Zachar, O Shnei Zachar V'Shnei Nekevos, if these two sheep mothers gave birth to two females and a male, or Shnei Zachar V'Shnei Nekevos, two males and two females, and there's a possibility then that there's no Bechor here at all. So Ein Kan LeKohen Klum, because Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya, of course the males have to graze until they have a mum, and only then can the owner eat them, because they are Suffolk Bechor. Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. Achas bikra v'achas shelo bikra. So now we complicate matters. These two sheep that are in front of us, one of them, it's true, has yet to give birth, lo bikra, but one is bikra, one already had given birth before. So the offspring now that is born is not going to be bechor. V'yodosh shnei zecharim. And now two males are born, but I don't assume that both are bechorim because one of them is clearly not a bechor. So it came from a mother who already gave birth. So what do we do in such a case? Echalav, echalav kohen. One, he gets that. We don't know which one gave birth to which. So one, if we knew, then obviously the one that was shalom bikra is the bechor. That goes to the kohen. But and the one that was bikra, that already gave birth already, obviously goes to the Yisrael. But here we don't know. So one we give to the kohen, one the Yisrael gets to keep, but which one do we give to the Kohen? Rabbi Tarfon Omer, once again, HaKohen Borel HaSayafi gets to choose the nicer one, because we assume that that this is the one that is the Bechor. Why? So here this is a little bit different. This is not the one that was born first. We assume that the animal that had yet to give birth has a Vlad, has offspring that is healthier, that's stronger. The older child, the first child that's born, we assume is more Meshubach than the others. We assume that the Yafe is in fact the Bechor. Rabbi Akiva Omer Shamne Menem, no, once again, the debate here is who should get the healthier one, and the Kohen gets the weaker one because Tamas Merchom Alavaraya. The Hasheni, the one that the owner keeps, Yirat Sheistayv, he can't eat until it develops a mum. The Chayv Mematanos, he has to give Matanos, the Zerah L'chaim L'keva to the Kohen. Rabbi Yossi Poter. Rabbi Yossi once again says he doesn't like his matanos, and here we finally have Rabbi Yossi explain. Shaya Rabbi Yossi Omer, why are you Poter from matanos? I thought it sounds like Memanov Shach had to give matanos. Either you have to give him a bechor, either it's a bechor, and it's not a bechor, so then at the very least you have to give matanos. Does Rabbi Yossi know? Kol shechalif of biyad kohen Poter matanos. Anytime you have a suffix bechor who that remains in the hands of the owner, and the exchange for that bechor, the Kohen received another suffek bechor in exchange for it. So then there's no chiyuv of matonos at all. Why? Because we view this as if the Kohen is zoche in this animal, and after it develops a mum, he gives it back to the owner. As we explained, we learned this in the first Mishnah when we spoke about this, the two Mishnahs ago. We view this as if the Kohen was given a Bechor, and it's as if now that it develops a Mum, now Yisrael is certainly able to eat it as well. It's Mum on Kohen, but Yisrael is able to eat from it, and it's as if the Kohen now sold it back to the Yisrael in exchange for the animal that he has. So the animal that's in the hands of the Kohen is really just the exchange of that which the Kohen received. Kohen received a Bechor, and this is the exchange of that Bechor. So the halacha in such a case is that it's Pater from Matanos at this point. As we explained, when a Kohen takes one animal, we view it as if he received the Bechor, and then having sold that to the Yisrael, he's thinking as if he sold this Bechor he sold it to the Yisrael in exchange for the other animal. So therefore, this animal that he has, that the owner now has, is Pater from, it's a Bechor, really, that was sold to him in exchange for another animal. So it's exempt from the halachos of giving matanos. That is Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Meir Mechai. Rabbi Meir follows the Tana. Is the opinion of the Tanakam of the Chachamim that no, you're chayv in matanos. As we explained, either the Kohen gets a bechor, or he gets, and if not a bechor, so they either deserve the whole animal, or at the very least, he deserves the matanos. What about Meis Echad Mehem? One of the two males died. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yachloku. The live zachar male you split. Rabbi Akiva Omer Hamotz Melchav Lavaraya. And therefore, since the Kohen doesn't have a raya that's a bechor, the owner gets to keep it. Zarcha Nekeva. If these two sheep, where one of them had given birth already and one had not given birth already, they give birth now to a Zachar Nekeva in Kan LeKohen Klum, the Kohen certainly doesn't get anything. Why? Because it's possible the Zachar was born to the animal that had already given birth and there's no bechor at all. And even Rabbi Tarfon admits to this that you don't say Yachloku, the Kohen does not get anything.